Oh yeah, we're here.
Hello.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Frenchie Talks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm very excited. I'm ready to run my mouth.
I know. Let's go. Let's do this thing. Okay, so let's just hop right into it. Introduce yourself.
Well, for those who don't know, which is a big audience, my name is Fanny Johnson, but my artist name is Nicole J. I am a singer-songwriter from Compton, California, trying to fall in line, trying to get in this journey, trying to reach these goals. Want to share some music with people, let people know what I got coming up, and just gain some following so that we can bring this R&B back.
Exactly, because, you know, R&B has been failing. All I hear is sex, 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 and nothing about, you know, expressing how somebody loves you or they want you to come back. You know, these men are not out here singing in the rain anymore.
No, for real.
Song no more if you ain't singing in the rain.
Yeah. And I mean, you know what? Of course, we can't do nothing about, you know, sex images and all that kind of stuff. But I remember when I was younger, it was more discreet. Like, it was ways to say it without even knowing that that's what the person was talking about. So I kind of just want to kind of cover it up a little bit more, and also be in the times where, like, people are they angry. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was a point where, like, dudes, you will hear Jodeci or somebody crying for their woman or admitting they was wrong, or a woman expressing her feelings. Nowadays, it's just like, I don't need a nigga. I don't need a nigga. Get this money.
Yep.
It's like, it's okay. Like, let's try to explain why we feel this way again. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to the basics. Like, why are you so angry? Why is it just get money? F a nigga or whatever the case may be. Let me know you want me back. Let me know that you hurting. Let me know something. Like, I want to go back to the basics.
Exactly.
Explaining things. You know what I mean?
We definitely need to get back to the basics of things, because, I mean, we need more love. And I feel like the reason why a lot of relationships are failing is because of that reason right there. It's so much toxic yeah. songs and just toxic vibes. Like, you listen to stuff like that all day, trust me, you're going to be running around mad all day.
Exactly. And entertainment and social media, the way they broadcast things, it's just like, that's just what it is right now. It's just being shoved. So you can't get lost in the sauce to where you just own that. But at the end of the day, that's, you know, you hurting and you crying and you upset. Let's just talk about why you hurt, what hurt you, why you been affected. Or just even so, to just help somebody else that might not have a voice, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. So that's what I want to touch bases on. You're a songbird, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You write your own songs, you know, you sound beautiful. We need to, like, basically, like, get into what made you start writing songs. What made you even start singing?
Okay, so I was raised in a church. My grandfather was, rest in peace, he was the pastor of, at the time it was Little Zion Missionary Baptist Church, but now it's Greater Zion, which is under my uncle Michael J.T. Fisher. I grew up in a church. My family is very musically inclined. Like, it's almost not one person that can't sing. So it was more so me just being around it all day. My mama singing around the house and going to choir rehearsal, or just I got excited on, like, liking to perform for people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a thing in our house. Like, it could be so much chaos or whatever's going on, but singing was that thing that brought me back down, that brought me peace and calmed me back down. So I've been singing my whole life. I remember when I was younger, like, I was that type of child that could hang by herself, be by herself. I'm talking to my dolls, I'm performing in the mirror. Like, I hear a song on the radio, I'm mimicking, you know, what I'm seeing. Like, it just always was, like, really, really so fulfilling. And I guess over the years, as I got older, I'm like, hold on, I got a little voice on me. And my grandmother and my mom, they'd be like, girl, you were singing before you learned how to talk. So it was already embedded in me. Like, it was already embedded in me. But as I got older, I started saying, like, I might want to do this. Like, I like performing. I like people watching me. And I always used to, like, write down stuff even before I even knew I was writing a song. It would just be how I feel. I would write it down and I'll hum it or, you know, put it together. And it wasn't until I got older that I started noticing, like, hold on, I like to sing and I really don't want to tell my business. I'm not sure if I can say this or if I'm even allowed to express myself. So it was really like an outlet for me without me even knowing. It made me real happy.
That's really and, good.
Yeah. That's it really, really, really made me happy. But it wasn't until I started really going through things and coming into my personality and all that where I started like, hold on, wait a minute. I got something to say. I can do this too.
So what is one of, okay, so what can we say, like, what can we expect from any of your new material that's coming out? Because I know you said you had some new material coming out.
Yes. So
with my music, I just want to bring
feelings back. You know what I mean?
Like, I want to bring
not necessarily the 90s back, but I want my music to be able to be something that takes you back to a happier place or a good time, or it just makes you feel good, or it speaks to your soul in some kind of way. Because a lot of the things that I think about, whether it's relationships or whatever the case may be, that kind of stuff is always going to be relatable because we're going to continue to go through things. It's just life, period. So when you hear Nicole J, I want you to feel me. I want you to, you're going to feel a familiar place or a familiar time. I want to be relatable. I want to be a sense of calmness, or I want my music to, I guess, help with, like you said, bringing love back again. Not necessarily just love, just the understanding. Like, I want you to understand, like, to feel what I'm saying. My stories are relatable. I want to.
I was about the women, but I even want a man to kind of listen to my stuff. I'm saying maybe I'll be able to hear or
just see a perspective
from the woman's perspective as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like to even have like that type of scenario, like in your songs. I definitely get where you're coming from. Well, let me ask you this though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever, okay, so you ever went through anything in your life that was like devastating that really like made you even put it even more in your music?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll put it this way. When I first started kind of writing as a child, when things are normal and that's all you know, you don't really look at it as a problem. Mm-hmm. You kind of just moving through life. But I started noticing like when you write things down that's in your brain, when you feel like you can't talk to anyone, it does help. It does help. So, like I said, just growing up, everybody has dysfunctional families or whatever the case may be, but it wasn't until I started getting into relationships.
So, like, basically, your devastating moment was like once you got into a relationship.
Yeah, when I seen it really affecting me, you know, like, hold on, this is not supposed to happen. And it was kind of like me writing songs about things was me kind of expressing myself without saying too much.
Yeah.
Like a cry out kind of.
Basically, you were crying out for help and you mm-hmm. screaming through your songs.
Exactly. Exactly. And it was also a stress reliever too. Like actually using my talent and the voice and the anointing to get out things that were kind of hindering me or putting me, like making me feel down. It worked together to where I felt like, oh, I could take a breath. Like, it's my happy place. It's my happy place. But most definitely when I started getting into relationships, it was like, nobody don't understand me. Like, no one understands me. Music is so powerful. Like, that's one thing you could always use to express yourself. So I took it by the horns. Like,
I like to use music to express myself as well, too. Like my favorite song right now, like if I ever went through anything, like if it's a cry out, you know, that Keisha Cole Falling.
Girl.
Falling out. I'm like, I will play that a million times for you to understand. Hey, I'm mentally gone.
That's why music is so powerful, because it's very influential. Like I want people to listen to my shit and be like, girl, let me play my song. We always revert to a song. It's always something like we always revert to a song. Like you mad. Let me play this song. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm sad right now. Let me play this song. I'm cleaning up. Girl, let me turn my song on. Like
I'm telling you, because I had a couple of songs, especially when I was going through what I was going through, you know, in my last like bad, serious relationship, like It wasn't a healthy relationship. You know, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was very emotionally damaging, physically mm-hmm. damaging, and mentally mm-hmm. damaging. Mm-hmm. And I was receiving it from all aspects, like, you know. So it was just like music. I ran to that, like, to like release.
Yeah.
Or even try to scream out, like, hey, you know, you're hurting me, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's most definitely, it's how can I say it? It's a frequency.
Yeah.
It's a frequency. So music for me is kind of like almost the same as the blood running. The blood running through my veins. It's like, it's something that it does to my soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's contagious, you know what I'm saying? We all souls. So I feel like music is that one thing that a person is always going to listen to, even if they don't like it. If I'm saying some real stuff or I'm saying something that is personal, it's going to hit you in those kind of ways. You're going to take it. It's going to hit those places where you need it without even knowing. So music is definitely powerful. And I know God didn't give me this voice to not be doing nothing with it. And I have to realize that as well, because I had a lot of traumatic things that have happened to me and I kept getting detoured. I knew I always wanted to sing. I wanted to be a recording artist. I wanted to do that. But I literally was going through the shadow of the valley of death without having faith with me, knowing that I'm going to get out. I was complaining. And it took a lot of maturity and growth and understanding for me to see, like, okay, this is what you got to do. You can't hear God when you got chaos around you.
That's true. That is very true.
And I had literally got to the point where I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? You start letting go. You start forgiving. You start treating yourself better. You start seeing the clearer path. You start worrying about yourself. It's okay to be selfish sometimes when it comes to your well-being. That's fine.
And it's okay to say no. A lot of people say no. I know how to say no.
Because you worried about what the next person feel or if you're going to make somebody mad.
And but you got to realize this too. Like, you can't really worry about what the next person feels and if they're going to be mad or so on and so forth, because it's like, what about you?
Yeah, I was living for the other, for opinions of other people instead of focusing on what I need to do.
Yeah, we was in the same boat. I was doing, always worried. Always worried.
Absolutely. And to touch back on, the relationship thing. Now me, I've always been a kind, loving, sweet person, even as a child. I didn't like to see people hurt. I didn't like, you know, people to be mad. I always wanted to, like, make sure I did something that my mom was proud about. And just, I was living through how people were looking at me instead of being who I was. I wasn't embracing.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't embracing, okay, you are this person. I wasn't believing what others were saying when it came to getting compliments, like, girl, you're awesome, you're this, you're that. They were saying it, but I didn't believe it. So I think that's why I kept going up and down with this music thing, because it's very discouraging, and you already know it's a lot for a female trying to get into music and get into some industry. It's hard.
It's really hard, trust me. Like, I've seen the ups and downs when it comes to, like, women trying to get in the industry. You got the casting couch. You got, you're talking to the producer and he's taking forever to put your music out type situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen that so many times. Like,
and even to like with you.
And even on the producer side, like, I seen the producer get dicked. You know what I'm saying? To the point where he's making these awesome beats. Like, anybody that know me know I was dating somebody that was a producer, and he got dicked so much when it came to music. It did not make any sense. And to this day, we can go to the club and they'll play one of his top songs that he made that he didn't even get paid for.
I mean, it's tricky. You most definitely gotta be prepared. You gotta get that tough skin. A lot of people think you just wake up and you're gonna be a celebrity. Nothing
is not like that.
Come fast. I mean, nothing that you're supposed to have is just gonna land in your lap. And that's
exactly. And if it comes too fast, you need to question that shit.
You gotta really be mentally, spiritually, and emotionally ready for this, because this world is evil. And unfortunately, we can't change that singly, but I want to be a part, you know, of the impact, which I'll try to use my music to inspire somebody. In hindsight, if you really listen, hopefully I can motivate somebody to get out some bad situations, or just like I said, just to bring that feeling back. Let's listen to each other. Not even listen, let's comprehend the conversation, because I don't know what it is.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is. I don't want to know. I just don't know. And then a lot of people don't know. A lot of people do. I don't know. But I was, me and you was talking about it in a domestic violence relationship.
Yeah.
And like I said, when you grow up in a certain condition, you think shit is normal. So you never realize, like, this ain't right. You shouldn't do this. This is not how somebody's supposed to, you know, treat you. And, yeah, I was going through it for a while. High school sweetheart.
That's crazy.
And I kind of was, you know, going through things at home. Not really to the extent, like, abuse or nothing, but a lot of Black families talking crazy and calling you names and discouraging you. It's just, it's wrong, but you got to realize, like, maybe that's something that they were taught as well.
Yep.
So for me, I feel like I ran into the wrong arms because I was just over however I was feeling at home. And it was like you run to the first thing smoking, the first person that said they love you, like, okay, cool.
It's love over here, and it's really not.
And it's really not. You got to understand what love is.
If you want to know something, most men that are that way, they come off like that. They come off like they're so anointed, and they come off like they just so sweet and, you know, do everything that you expect them to do. And as soon as they get you in your hands, they just show you this demon.
Mm. Ain't that the truth?
And the only person that's going to see it is you.
It has a lot to do with age, too. So it has a lot to do with age and a lot of people not really knowing their true self. Like, that was my thing. I didn't know my true self, but I knew that I had love to give and I knew that I wanted to be loved. So another thing is when you know what I'm saying, you with high school sweethearts, y'all kids, we don't know what love is yet. We still trying to find our identity.
Exactly.
So you kind of latch on to whoever you feel is on the same page, but things do change.
Things do change.
And you got to look at people's backgrounds too, for sure. And that's one thing that we overlook because you didn't went to school with this person or y'all didn't been, you know, around each other since y'all was kids. But nobody that really knows what's going on behind closed doors.
Exactly. Because people change over time and you don't know that person. Like, you think you know that person because you know them from around the way. But no, you don't know that person. You still getting to know people even when you get married after 5-6 years. People change, you know?
Absolutely true. And I had got to like a real, as happy as you know me to be and goofy, I still kept that about me because I didn't want people to feel my pain. But I was like literally in a dark, dark, dark space. Okay. I seen the light, but from afar, it almost looked impossible.
That's cool.
And my music came in to where it was like I was going through this relationship. Now, don't get me wrong, the physical didn't start right away, but
it never does.
I was so vulnerable, and I was like one of those people like, I'm a ride or die. I love him. We're going to do this together. Going off of a celebrity relationship or what you think it's supposed to be like.
Yep.
And things just started changing, you know?
Let me ask you this. When you were free, I remember you was telling me how you got freed and everything, which is like the way it happened. Everybody has their different like aspects of how they got out of their situation. Like mine, personally, I fought back.
Mm.
You know, like on some Tina Turner shit.
Oh yeah, I had them episodes too. That limo episode.
Oh baby, I had to fight back. You know, and when you fight back, oh, they the victim. You know,
yeah,
when they want to have somebody attack you or look at you crazy, or if they feel like they don't have no control of the situation no more, you're now the victim, you know. So
physically fighting back ain't even half of it. It really is mental.
Yeah,
it really
like
is
when
mental.
Your mind is, you just have enough. It's like, enough is enough. I don't want to do this no more, and it's just is what it is, you know.
Right, how you have somebody hurt you that bad to where you don't want to get dressed, you don't think you're pretty, you believe in everything they're saying,
walking,
you think something wrong with
crazy.
You, you know what I'm saying, head down. A lot of people thought I was mean because I always have this look on my face, and it was more so like, I'm tired.
You were hurt. You were hurting.
I'm tired. So like, what I did was, it took me a while, I ain't even gonna lie, because in my head, my high school sweetheart was my forever, can't tell me nothing, okay? First everything, kiss, hug, all that. And I call myself a late bloomer compared to, you know, how most girls start out pretty young.
Like, I was in the church, okay? When I was 18, so I definitely understand that whole late bloomer shit.
I had my first kiss at 17, and I didn't start being sexually active until I was almost 20 years old, okay?
Okay.
Because that's not what I was
trying to understand that life at all. Girl, I remember we used to sit up in the damn classrooms and people would be talking about sex. I'm like, wait, what?
It would make me uncomfortable. I'm like, ooh, that's so nasty.
Y'all nasty.
They trying to teach us how to put a condom on a wooden penis. I'm like, uh-uh.
I'm cool.
why we need this? But no, I surrender myself to, I put my life in the hands of the human.
Yeah.
That's where I messed up at. And if I was going to go that route, I should have listened to myself. But I forgot what I was about to say. How I did it was, it took me a while. I'm not even going to lie. It took about, I don't know if this is a special number, but have you ever heard that normally it takes the victim about 7 times before they stop? Before they really just get up and leave?
Yeah, 7 times. I can count on my hands.
Mine was more so in debt, like years though. It took me about 7 years of just everything. So I was like, what is this? I was looking at myself in the mirror and I couldn't even recognize myself no more. Not really saying like my face was all bloody or nothing. It was like I couldn't recognize my spirit.
Yeah, you couldn't recognize your spirit. I know exactly the look you're talking about. Girl, I swear to God, I remember that look 3 years ago. I looked in that mirror and I was like, you are being financially abused, mentally abused, emotionally abused, and then now physical. Oh, get the hell out of here.
Like, what's left? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's crazy. Left? What is left? Like,
this is, I would be wild.
And then it wasn't making sense to me that this person that you love so much, you remember those good times, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to make things work in something that's toxic because you're loving them for them good times or them happy moments. Like,
you try to think about it, but it's just like, no.
I could never understand how this person is saying, I love you, I'm in love with you. But then you turn around and telling me I ain't shit or calling me a bitch or telling me I'm a hoe. And I know I ain't doing nothing, but then I start thinking like, damn, am I a hoe?
Yeah.
But wait, hold on. You're the only person that touched me.
A girl? And then like, look, get this too. And then they hit you with the, like, say like they did something wrong and then they try to flip that shit on you and make you seem
it's your
wrong
fault
for breaking it up.
You were lacking, which made me do this. You wasn't doing this. So that's why I went to the next person. And you believe it.
Or making you feel like it's okay for him to be cool with people he ain't had sex with and all like unnecessary relationships that don't need to be around. And then the disrespect when it comes to like, you know, whoever he had sexual relationships with, they disrespecting you in your face and he ain't saying nothing. That's
girl,
that
couldn't nobody tell me nothing, okay? Couldn't nobody tell me nothing because I completely put my trust. I believe every word. I didn't see it. It's no way. Y'all tripping. Y'all just don't
want
to be
with this
person.
And it's not even the tripping or like, you know, them saying, oh, they messed around with you. It's just a simple fact that you know what happened between them and they just being real disrespectful, calling weird hours, not calling when you around, all the little weird things like that, you know, it's just sad. It's just so sad. Like, I don't wish
it goes to show
me like to deal with anything I was dealing with. That's just mentally draining, you know?
No, that's toxic as hell. Okay. And that's why it's so important. We didn't hurt it our whole life. Wait till you get married. We like, okay, no, it's seriously.
No,
the soul tie is fucking serious. Okay, if y'all hear me out there, it's serious. Watch
but my
that.
Thing is sometimes, yeah, they say wait till you get married. You gotta watch who you get married to too.
That is true.
You could be sitting here engaged with the devil and don't even know it. So it's just like, it's like, what is it? Like, my thing is with me, when I went through all what I went through, I became so aware of so much stuff.
It's the eye opener.
Like, when it comes to children, when it comes to finances, I have been in so many situations to the point where I'm like, this, I know what to look for. I don't date dudes that spend too much. maybe wonder mm-hmm. where you're getting it from. You know what I'm saying? How are you gonna budget when you get a family? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. we don't be thinking about that stuff.
We don't be thinking about that stuff. You just be like, oh, he flashy, he fly. No, that's a problem, honey. What's going on?
But self-love is so important, and it's like, it's so hard. I'm not gonna say it's tricky with that one, because, you know, as a race, we've been through some things, you know, even before we was born, before our moms, before, you know, it's just mm-hmm. as a race, we just been through some stuff, so we already been conditioned to feel not good enough sometimes, and sometimes, you know, the strong survive and the weak, they don't. But self-love is important, and when you have that self-love for yourself, it's easy for you to know what you're not gonna deal with or what you're not gonna take, what's wrong.
Facts.
And with me, it's kind of like, okay, I was raised a certain way, but you don't gotta keep bringing up how you was raised as an excuse to not progress or to change things about yourself.
And
I know what I went through, but do you want better?
Exactly. Like I always say to myself, like, no, I'm gonna be honest with you, like, I try to say I'm not being picky, because me saying I stay away from men that come from a single parent household or was raised by granny or grandpa or one father, whatever, that's my standard. That's
your standard.
That's my standard, because of what I've been through and what I have seen. I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just don't. It's toxic as hell, because, you know, this is just my opinion and what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
They think that you got it,
mm-hmm.
because they seen that strong black woman do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is why I don't want to deal with it. I want to date somebody that comes from a two-parent household where they seen daddy and mommy working it out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Teamwork.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, what I will say is, like, I don't completely close the door on just everything. Like, you got to have this.
Yeah.
But when you go through like traumatic shit, you can still approach, you have to approach things differently, because it's all on how you feel about it, but still be cautious.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta build the wall with freaking cement, but I'm gonna put a gate up a little bit so I can at least see through it.
Facts.
So you just gotta be careful, I think. Just be careful.
And that's why I said I became so much more aware, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, it is what it is. You just gotta be more aware about things. And
when you are, you're gonna be looking at your old stuff like, I know damn well. Exactly. What was I thinking?
I can't believe I did that.
What was I not thinking?
It's crazy.
Everything is a learning experience. Because people, and this is another thing that be low key getting me. People be like, you too grown for that. You should have known that. You should have did it. Common sense. If I'm experiencing something for the first time, how the hell am I supposed to know already? I don't care how. I could be old and just now experiencing something for the first time.
Exactly.
It's no age limit on knowledge.
It's really no age limit at all. Why do people feel like, oh, okay, once you go to college, that's it?
Mm-mm.
No. You still got to learn about some street shit too.
I have never passed the test without taking the class, okay? Like, I've never done that. So some people be like, girl, I don't see how you did that. Because if it was me, well, bitch, excuse my language, it's not you. Maybe not now, it's not you.
I hate when people say that, because if it was me, because it's not my situation, because I would have, why, okay, guess what? I'm not you. I wasn't strong enough to just walk away. I wasn't strong enough to see. I wasn't smart enough to see that nigga was lying, or that was a scam, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like,
everybody
okay.
Everybody is different.
And to be honest, we all grow through stuff. It may not be the exact same thing, but it don't even matter. The thing that does matter is how you deal with it and how you come out of it.
Exactly.
So don't tell me what you want to do. Because, yeah, before I started getting in relationships, I'd be watching movies or hearing older people talking about how they was in domestic violence. And I'm like, I leave. But I got in that situation, and it's not easy
you didn't leave.
To just leave.
Exactly.
Especially if they didn't got you mental. If they got control of your mental, it's over with.
And don't That's let them get self-love control of your important. Heart. Oh, my God. When they got that mental and that heart at the same time, you be sitting there looking like, well, you know...
And it's something, love is something you want so, so bad. So you do get lost in the sauce. Like, you get lost in the sauce.
But I'm going to touch on that. My thing is this. When you get in a relationship with somebody, you should never beg for it. If it don't come naturally, you shouldn't want it. If it's just not flowing,
right.
Like, you shouldn't want it. Like, why are you chasing? Oh, I don't chase, I attract.
Okay. And that's the problem. You said what you want. A lot of the stuff that we want is not what we need.
Exactly. And, like, I know people that be praying for things like, oh, you know, I'm praying that I get this and that. Like, when I know my other my shows, I've been saying, oh, I'm gonna pray that I get married and stuff. Man, I ain't praying for that. I'm gonna be honest with you. Look, if it come, it come.
Anybody could get married. What kind of marriage you want?
Well, my thing is who's to say that that man that comes and put this ring on my finger is the person I need to be with?
Exactly.
I'm not gonna.
Who said that?
Manifesting that. I can't do
that. Who said that? Who said that?
I said in my first episode, I said that, oh, I want to get engaged in front of the Eiffel Tower. For one, I ain't freaking vaccinated. Okay. So how the hell I'm getting on the plane? I ain't in no time soon trying to get vaccinated. I don't want the morion. Okay. I'm good.
Right. You know what? You got to create your own Eiffel Tower. That's just the symbol of how you imagine you would feel standing in front of one and standing
exactly.
in front of it.
Like, I had, look, and also that, like, I had the opportunity to go, but, you know, I felt like I should have just went. I should have never even sat there and waited for other people, you know? That's my problem. I was waiting for other people instead of just getting on that plane.
Right. But you know what, Miss Frenchie, this is one thing that I do want to make clear, because I know a lot of dudes are being their feelings, like we just bashing. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is, yeah, I know we all have feelings. I know for a fact that men go through the same thing. They just don't express how we do. Yeah,
they do.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that. But my thing is, we got to communicate. We have to talk about these things. We have to put it all on the line. Don't just be sending me through hell because you're not expressing what you're going through. Don't send me through hell like I'm supposed to know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about what's really the problem. I can't expect for a person to just treat me a certain type of way because that's how I'm supposed to be treated. It gotta be vice versa. That's more so what I'm saying. I'm not saying like, yeah, these niggas be doing this and they wrong. For the most part, sometimes, yeah, y'all know what y'all be doing. I'm trying to figure out, what is it that makes you do that? Why do you feel like that's what you need to resort to?
Facts.
So I'm not trying to bash, but we gonna take accountability this year. Come on now.
That's what I'm saying. And like I also want to say, like, when I am speaking on here, I'm not just bashing. No, we speaking about life experiences that we go through, what we went through. This is what we went through. You know what I'm saying?
This is my truth. Like,
this is the truth. It's not, oh, you know, all niggas is like, no, this is what we went through. Whoever is on here, even with the guys that was on the last show, explaining how they went through it with their child's mom and stuff. You ain't never heard, ne'er one of us on there say, what you do? Nah, that shit be happening. like I've seen it myself. But you know what? It's always it's always an action to cause that reaction too at the same time. Both parties.
You gotta be with somebody that wanna get to the root of their stuff too.
Thank you. That's
all I'm saying.
That's the thing, and a lot of people don't understand that a lot of things can be settled if you just handle it like an adult.
It's pride, it's egos, it's how they've been taught. Like, just seek the knowledge. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like if somebody feeling a certain type of way and you feel like you don't want to even express how they feel, shit, you ain't ready for that conversation then.
Tell me about it. And what I noticed about myself was, yeah, I went through a lot in, you know, past relationships. I mean, I've had other relationships, but that's the one that kind of triggered everything off. what was I about to say? Oh, I did a lot of toxic shit too. It was like a chain reaction. At first, I wasn't yelling, I wasn't screaming, I was just letting him say what he wanted to say, you know, doing the most. And then because I'm still sleeping with this person, then I start acting like him. I'm becoming what's hurting me, right? Mm-hmm. My relationship now, we don't argue. We have disagreements, but raising our voices and feeling like you got to stand up to get your point across or being loud, that's not, you screaming ain't gonna make me hear nothing any better. So what exactly. I've taken from all my past relationships is like, what don't you want? What do you know for a fact that you don't want? If you can't sit down and talk to your partner that you sleeping with, that you love so much, and just really have that friend relationship, you already on the messed up foundation, homegirl.
And this is coming, and this is for both parties though, because
both parties,
communication is very big. Like women, I'm gonna start speaking on y'all too, because I told my dudes, like all my guys, like I told them, I said, hey, don't think I'm bashing. Y'all already know I gotta come in, get everybody comfortable, get y'all ruffled, and then I'm gonna start speaking on how men should be, you know, how they be feeling. Because it's true. Cause, mm-hmm. Like, I be posting some stuff that a lot of women don't like. I don't give a damn. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's true. Mm-hmm. All that holding sex because you felt some type of way before, it all goes back to communication. Girl, if you don't open your mouth, you're gonna have another problem in a minute.
I feel like don't use it as a weapon.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't had sex with you in a month, but you were trying to figure out why the hell he would quickly.
Because quickly giving it up.
What's up? Wait, hold on. Like that one video with that big girl, she was like, if you ain't at the beach, then where the fuck you at?
No, for real.
You ain't giving no sex, then what the fuck you doing? I don't know.
But that all goes back into like being on the same page. Like, we emotional. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We gotta be satisfied mentally and emotional. Men, it's different with them in sex.
Well, I'm gonna say,
I'm not
not all of them.
Not all. Not all. Let's say that, because I don't want nobody talking mess, but not all. But I know for a fact, if I'm not happy with myself, or I'm being emotionally attacked, or I'm going through my battles, or I'm not having a good day, or I'm stressed out, like, don't expect me to fully give myself to you, because I'm not all the way there. What am I giving you? I'm transferring energy. I'm transferring mm-hmm. my problems and stuff. You're inside of my body. That shit is really real. Let me be at a happier state before I can just do that. Now, I'm not saying going months and months and months, but if you have that communication and your partner understands that, who want to have sex with somebody that's mad and stressed out?
I don't.
I'm not something just to do. I'm not an exercise. I'm not a stress reliever. You're not gonna put your burdens on me.
And it's another thing too. I know this is like way off subject, but women, can we stop giving sex as a gift?
Yeah, wait, say it again. Hold on.
I said, can we stop giving sex as a gift? Like, seriously, that don't make no damn sense. Like, can you buy him some, you know, some flowers too? Shit, he wants some flowers, some edibles, you know? You can, like, you could book, like, they have, like, this cool thing downtown, like, L.A., okay? In my friend's building. I'm not going to say too much anyway. It's like a little venue thing that they put together on the 23rd. No, the 20th. What floor is it? 20th floor, whatever. And it's looking downtown LA and whatever. And I just found out about this place today. And I posted on my story on my Instagram page. And CEO Frenchie, just by the way. And I swear Ooh. To God, like, I posted because I'm like, this is something different for people that never experience any type of dating life. You know, like, you can sip and paint. You can sip and paint, and then they'll give you like or you could do like a little dinner or whatever on the balcony, and it's overlooking downtown LA. I thought that was pretty dope. And the only reason why I know about it is because the guy that owns the apartment, you know, when I was going where I was going, none of y'all business. Anyway, so
clean it up.
You know, yeah, check this place out. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna tell my friends, you know, and I'm telling my friends, everybody go check it out. It's on my story. You know, it's somebody driving, it says date night, click on it, and you can book your 2-hour dinner with them and so on and so forth. Look at me over here giving free promo and shit. Look,
so I mean, she need her 10%.
It was a cool little thing. Yeah, it's a cool little thing, you know, because everybody always do the same thing, going to steakhouses or lounges, hookah bars, and okay, do something different. Movie on the rooftop. There's things like mm-hmm. that too. Like, so mm-hmm. many things for you to do, you know. And I'm speaking for the women too. Like, set that date up. Take him out.
Oh, absolutely.
Pay the bill. Stop being cheap.
No, absolutely. I mean, like, I think women throw pussy because that's just what they feel. That's all that a man wants, but it's not. I mean, you have people where that is all they want, but you can get that anywhere.
Facts. And it's like, you could do other things too. Like, you can get a blanket, go to the park, the beach, or mm-hmm. the
and
lake.
It don't necessarily have to be expensive. It has to be mean yeah. behind the gift. It's just the thought.
The thought counts. Like, literally, like I said, just get a blanket or whatever and go to the beach with some wine and some fruits and vegetables and crackers and get some Uno cards or some regular right. cards, like I said in the first podcast. Like, and just vibe the fuck out.
You know? God. It's really just the time. It's really just the time. We don't got much of it.
We really don't. So, just like that song that Frank Ocean wrote for Brandy and John Legend. Quickly.
I don't even think I heard that. I probably have.
Girl,
forgive Frank me if I Ocean. Haven't.
Frank Ocean's. I'm sorry.
He probably did. He got some pain.
Because that's his song. Like, he was like, basically, like, the leaders are lying and time is running lower and lower. Love me quickly. Like, let's get this.
I
shit
think society
over.
Is so, man, society is so messed up and all the things you say on social media. Like, yeah, your man gotta do this. He not paying a bill. You supposed to have this. You supposed to have that. Nah.
He gotta buy you a Birkin, baby.
No, they don't gotta buy me a Birkin. I mean,
no,
that
he
would
need
be
to
nice.
Put that Birkin money on the house. Shit.
Not, you know what I'm saying? Not even. Like, he ain't always gotta take me to a steakhouse. I would appreciate being at the park with some cold ass sandwiches. It's not even about that.
Okay.
You gonna eat regardless.
Exactly.
You ain't gonna let yourself starve every night because it ain't steak and lobster. So cut it out. But the fact that you're taking that time when you exactly. ain't got nothing else to do, you want to spend that time with me, and we enjoying each other company, and we talking about something, you feel free at those moments. I don't expect steak and lobster all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's nice. Okay, cool. But that don't mean nothing. I could buy my own damn steak and lobster. But who am I gonna have who really gonna sit there and just chill and really talk about some deep shit and just really, you know, understand and try to really get to the bottom of things? And just, it's time, man. I'm not wasting no more time. And if I take a moment, or if this person is taking a moment just to spend that with me with no stress and just positivity, yeah, I'll give them that. And some ass too, maybe. I don't know.
That shit is crazy as hell. Like, like, a lot of people.
I know a lot of people that throw the ass. Like, girl, I'm messing with him. Yeah, you know, you got to put it on him for him to do this. If I got to do all that, I got to open my legs for you to do the bare minimum. Girl. No, we ain't doing that. No.
No, it's just the.
It has to have some thought. It has to have some value. Like, I would be so happy and so appreciative. Giving me some flowers, and
girl,
about
I like when I get flowers.
it's the fact that you thought about me, like, oh, let me get her some flowers. You know what I'm saying? It's that I'm that important to you.
Like, yes, like I.
My mind be going 100 miles per hour, and you took that moment to want to do something special for me. Yes,
yeah, like
I fuck with you.
I think it was last week or a week before that, whatever. I don't know. Some guy I was talking to, he was like, oh, meet me here real quick. Met him up and got out the car, and he had my favorite flowers, white roses and sunflowers, in like a jar. And it was so quick because I was trying to figure out like why he was taking so long, but he was trying to hurry up and meet up with me before he went somewhere. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Like, he actually detoured to go get something that I like.
That's what I'm saying. He knew what you wanted. He knew what you like. We in a world with so much confusion, okay? The fact that he picked those flowers because he knew that you liked them, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard for dudes to do that because they feel like they a sucker or they pride and all that. It's that's priceless. It's still expensive. Like, you want that. It's so hard. It's easier for a motherfucker to flash money or give you this and give you that versus let me just call it a day. Let's go have a little lunch or let me give her some flowers. It's so expensive. So if you have somebody that is doing that, priceless.
Exactly. And that's it's just the little things like that, you know? So it's just
the little things add up, okay?
Yeah, it's just the little things. A lot of people be wanting too much, but it's just the little things that count, you know?
Stop living through social media, man.
Some people, it's just these couples. Like I was talking to Venus on the first episode. I can't stand this whole, you know, covering up the face thing. Oh, just don't show him.
No, for real. Like, what is that? What is that about?
That shit is really irritating me.
You going out of your way to show people doing it too. What?
But my thing is I feel like if you're gonna do that, you might as well just put a clown face on yours too, because y'all both look like clowns, like hiding and shit. Like, that's weird.
And I wouldn't even be comfortable. Don't post no picture of me with no emoji over my face.
That's crazy. It's really crazy. Why can't we do it like how we used to do it? Like, you know, like with the white people, like they'll be like, take me here, and she's like looking back at the camera and he holding her hand. That was the original way of hiding the person that you with and showing the world that you out there with somebody, but you just don't know. You know what I'm saying?
If you gotta hide me, then I'm gonna hide myself. Okay. If you still hiding somebody, it's still something about that person or something about that situation that don't sit right with you.
That's a good one.
It's something.
That is a good one.
Me, I got to the point where I was posting my earlier relationship and I'm thinking like, oh, we're in love. I was going through hell. I was just trying to keep up to make sure nobody would notice it. Now I got to make sure. You ain't gonna be embarrassing me.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna be embarrassing myself.
Yeah, it's not even him embarrassing you, because it takes you to keep on going through with that dumb bullshit to be embarrassed.
Right, like I had I would say this is only my third real relationship, but hold on, let me stop. I'm missing somebody. Okay, my fourth.
Good night. And this was Frenchy Talks. I was just
like, you see how I forgot about you? I am not worried.
Yes, he said four. Hold on, let me put him in there.
The previous one before the one I was with, he was like, I was so fucking into his life on his skin. He would never let me post pictures of him, and he would say, like, no, I don't want people in my business and da 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 da. I was going for it. He was like, when you start posting pictures and stuff, that's how people be in your business and da 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 da. I'm like, but we not doing nothing. I'm happy. I want to show you off. Like, I end up not posting pictures, bro. And he was doing that because he had some other shit going on.
Well, that was screaming loud and clear. But you want to know something? Like, I've been taking my time, you know? I have to pause on this because I know what I said before, and I'm not trying to sit here and contradict myself, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't like the fact that people put emojis and shit on their face. But at the same time, I think I'm most definitely doing like how the white people did. Like, if I'm on a date, I'm gonna be like on a date, kind of nervous. Y'all ain't gonna know who I'm with. You just gonna see my plate in the menu, you know, the ambiance. Mm-hmm. You gonna see that. You just not gonna see him. I'm not gonna put his whole body in the. It ain't no point. What's the point at this point? You know,
right? You gotta wait till you for sure.
So yeah, it's gonna be like that.
You have to make sure you're ready.
Gonna be just like that, or like how that Asian girl was in front of that dude, you know, how her whole body was covering up his whole entire face and everything. But you know, you cheat out though. You feel me? But I ain't gonna do nothing like that. It'd probably be just like little cute little videos, you know, just so he won't be feeling that type of way. Because, like I said, when I pop out, I'm popping out married.
And you want to know something crazy? Back in the day, I used to be like, no, post me. I ain't tripping off that shit. My dude don't post me. And it's not because he's trying to hide me or nothing. It's just the fact that I'm fine with that, because you got people that's posting pictures every day and they going through it and they really not happy. Me, he ain't post not one picture and I feel like a motherfucking princess over here.
Exactly. It's no need of that. Like, it really isn't. Like, you know what it is.
You're missing the big picture if your relationship is a post.
I feel like when you open up your household and you let everybody know what the hell's going on up in there on the internet, period. It don't matter how you projecting what's going on with your relationship.
Right. And you got haters. Some bitches just, they you post some shit, they swerve they stuff in trying to see where they can get in, where they fit in.
Facts.
You really got people that do shit intentionally because they're not happy. People exactly. feed off of chaos. People like drama. People like to feel like they in control.
Exactly. You can't sit here and boast about how bomb your nigga is treating you and so on and so forth, because guess what? They gonna hunt that nigga down and try to go figure out where he at. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. I had a lot of females thinking I was just to the public. I was the queen. Okay, can't tell me nothing. I'm pretty sure they was envious, thinking I'm living a life this whole time. I'm over here playing the whole Waiting to Exhale soundtrack, crying, okay, in the bathroom, wiping my skin off like I just got molested or some shit, crying. Like, what? I just left Nate's house because I was in the bind.
No, for real. It's like nobody knows what the hell you're going through until, you know, they start living your life.
And that will never happen, okay? That will never happen. We not built the same. I don't care.
That shit is crazy.
We not built the same. I don't want to even put my foot in nobody else's shoes, okay? Because I'm still trying to tie my laces up.
Exactly. That is crazy. Let me ask you a question.
Okay. No, I'm just playing. What?
When I'm going to hear some music, though?
Oh, the drum roll.
Drum roll, please.
So, right now, I am in the work of putting out my EP. It's gonna be a 8-song EP. At this moment, I'm just now getting to the point where I'm consistent doing music every day because I have my own home studio. So it's like I have no excuse. You feel me? Everything is in the process of being mixed and mastered to where I can start releasing everything on major platform. It's not gonna be too long, but it is a wait because I have to take my time. I have to mentally get ready. I have to emotionally get ready. And I have to know which direction I was going in. In the past, I'd be posting stuff like, yeah, music coming. It was because it was in the hands of other people and their promises. So now that I'm doing things my way with the help of my boyfriend as well and other people that really, really care, things are coming along very, very soon. And I do have to start reposting and making things official. I didn't want to keep just saying things and, you know, stuff wasn't coming out, but I am working on my EP. And as of right now, the vibe of it is kind of like, he loves me not. So I am shining the light on the things that I went through to where I'm at now, to the bad relationships, to the good relationships. But in hindsight, it's more of a guy or some kind of template of loving yourself again. So it is coming soon this year. I got some heavy hitter names on there, but I can't really say it now because I want to come out and punch niggas in their guts like, oh, she wasn't playing.
Exactly. That's what you're supposed to do.
It's coming. I'm also a songwriter as well, so I am venturing off into that as well so I can get my coins. I am a vocal arranger. I love doing harmonies because that is the color to the painting. And just stay tuned, man. Stay tuned. So anybody that been supporting or know I got a voice, nothing is gonna be in vain. I just have to do some growing up and I have to really step into what I wanted to do. And I have to surrender to God and I have to say yes. And I have to clear my mind and I'm just getting prepared because it's about to be a journey and I'm very excited. But yes, music is coming soon. As of right now, my social media is down. I don't know how Nigerians keep hacking my shit, but Like, what? Hot, what?
You Cash App. So stupid.
Like, what the hell? For you trying to flip 200 to what? Like, I'm telling y'all right now that it's not me. I don't have no money to try to help you flip nothing, okay?
That is crazy.
I'm coming from when everything where my music and stuff is more available, and then getting my bio together so you can actually know more about me. So it is coming. I just ask, please sit tight, okay? Nothing that is good comes easy, and it does not come quick. But it can change overnight if that's
what they choose to do. So we're gonna help her go viral, you feel me? So
yeah,
I need you to follow her on her Facebook for right now. Don't send
on my Facebook for right now, Fanny Johnson.
Wait, but don't send her no Cash App shit.
Nuh-uh. And don't send me no pictures of y'all private parts, okay? Because I'm tired of it.
I mean, she literally just said she was in a relationship. So, I mean.
ain't nothing worth it, okay?
At all.
But, yes, we are coming soon.
What's your tag? Where's your handle? Let them know.
So, right now, because, like I said, the other ones are down. You can follow me on Facebook. My birth name is Fanny Johnson, Fanny Nicole Johnson, but I just abbreviated the J into Fanny J, Nicole J. So you can follow me on that just to keep up with content, but I won't keep you guys waiting too long. Everything is just gonna come, it's just gonna come raining down, like, oh, boom, 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 boom. So I'm gonna keep you updated on that because I'm excited, but I gotta get me right, okay? I gotta get me right in order to give everybody the best of the best that I have.
So there you hear it. I need you guys to go follow her. Make sure you go follow her, and make sure you go follow the podcast as well, Frenchie Talks Podcast on IG, and you can follow my personal page as well, CEO Frenchie.
Get y'all some of that lingerie. And I wanted to tell you, I'm so proud of you. Everything that you're doing. Keep going. Don't get discouraged. And with all the stuff that you may be going through personally, it's just layers for that tough skin, and just keep going. You're a wonderful mother, and I'm supporting everything.
Thank you. And you gonna model for me again?
Girl, I gotta get rid of this. I didn't got the COVID good again.
I already told you. I got Teddy's baby and Rose.
And I gotta get my face together, because that last one, I look mad as hell.
It's okay, girl, because this one gonna be real like playful, this one. So,
oh, and just to let you know, videos is as well coming up, as well as photo shoots. And I'm not trying to be Cardi B or nothing, but I can still show sexy with elegance. So I will be getting some of your lingerie, tagging you, letting them know where I got it from.
Let them know, okay? Say Less Collection in this building, okay?
Okay. Have me in trouble, okay? Have me in trouble in the bedroom. I'm tired.
I was like, girl, you a little bit quiet over there. What you doing? Tearing up your lingerie.
Girl, I'm like, two pieces. I'm like, okay.
The rose is hidden, though.
Girl, them rope, don't play them. Let me put on some wine and put my little bra and panties on with some. I'll be here by myself. I'll be here rotating.
I'm going to really need I'm going to need something like that. But you already know. Hey, check this out. The little one waking up. You feel me? I hear him up in there doing the ring the alarm. You've been on that phone too long. So.
Right. I'll let you get back. But I have fun. So, yeah.
Yes. All right, girl. So that was it for Frenchie Talks. Everybody follow her handle. Thank you for listening. And we out.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.